From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. With all the recent snow, folks in Southwest Idaho have been on the search for safe spots to take their kiddos tubing. And in the past, the Steamboat Gulch Tubing Hill near Idaho City has been a favorite recreation spot. It provides hours of winter fun, and it's only an hour away from Boise. However, the hill is closed after the former operator had to step down from the job because he needs a liver transplant. And the Idaho Department of Lands is looking for someone else to keep those tubes sliding. So joining us today with more is Robbie Johnson, the Public Information Officer with the Idaho Department of Lands. Robbie, nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. And yes, we are still looking for somebody, so we appreciate the time to make sure everybody knows that.
Well, so first, give us some background on Steamboat Gulch. How long has it been around?
Oh, it's been around for a long time. And when we talk about the tubing hill there, we want to remind people that that is on endowment land, which is a unique type of state land. So we manage those lands to generate funds for funding Idaho, basically, beneficiaries like Idaho Public Schools, and that's the top priority. But when we're doing that, you know, growing trees and, you know, waiting for them to be big enough to you know, harvest and, you know, provide that fiber supply to Idaho and make that money for our school kids, there's lots of opportunities for recreation in that span, right? Decades of recreation, right? Mm-hmm. But we just have to be able to still, you know, do that primary mission of generating funds off the land. So the Steamboat Gulch Tubing Hill, that's on endowment land. It's not in a timber area, but that is something where we want that to happen. But when it's not managed, in the past, we've had just so much trash and misuse. Mm. And it's just sad. And we can't spend the money we're making on cleaning up, being a cleanup crew. So the solution we found was to find an operator, and it was working really well to make sure it was maintained and people had the access to use the hill.
And so then how long was the tubing going on then with an operator? Because I know at times you had, the department had left it open kind of without a caretaker, but as you mentioned, there was a lot of problems with that.
Yes, I believe it went on for quite some time on its own, and it's just, it's not something we could maintain.
Yeah, because I had heard that you were literally taking upwards of 2 truckloads of trash off the hill every week.
Yeah, so what we try to do first is tell people the problem. Like, you know, we can't keep doing this if we're taking all this trash out. This is, you know, if you can coexist with our mission to generate funds, mm-hmm. you know, we want that recreation to happen. But when we have people, you know, taking truckloads and truckloads of trash out every weekend and just basically acting, you know, as the management of the trash and issues, that just really takes away from what we're trying to do for Idaho.
Well, and you sent us some pictures because we really do want people to understand, you know, what's been going on. And apparently there's been some vandalism and things like that, because one of the pictures shows that's some bullet holes, right? On some metal fence posts.
Yeah. So it doesn't really end with just, you know, the winter. People would go out there and they'd shoot trees and signs and damage fences. And it's not an uncommon problem. And we understand that people, they see land, they see state land. They're like, hey, you know, I want to recreate here. And we want people to recreate. But it's just our first step is to really let people know that this land has a purpose. It has a priority. And we want recreation to coexist. But trash, you know, causing damage, vandalism doesn't coexist with our mission.
Oh, not in the least. Okay. So I do understand that the department was leasing the hill to an operator. But as I mentioned, when we first started chatting, he had to step down because of his health issues.
Yes. And I've talked to the people in Idaho City about the tubing hill, and they, you know, they understand and want someone to be there. You know, it's such a great part of their community. People come up there from Boise and further to really enjoy that hill. And so we're really doing all we can to find a new operator. You know, kind of how it works out, kind of on the bright side, if you could say, there isn't that much snow up there. So, you know, right now it's really not the tubing hill it could be if we had more of a snow level there. So we kind of still have time potentially to find someone.
You are looking for someone, as you just mentioned. Are there certain, you know, requirements? I mean, what are you looking for someone who might be interested in taking over these operations? And I'm assuming it's seasonal for the tubing hill.
Yes, we basically need someone who says, you know, we're going to open it up for sledding, but we're going to be responsible for, you know, the trash cleanup, the maintenance of the area, making sure people aren't doing damage, you know, to trees or the landscape. And, you know, they're out there essentially managing that area. And then they're making some profit from that. So it works out for everybody, but we just need to find the person to step up and say, I want to do this, because, you know, leasing lands, you know, for this type of thing is something we do and want to do. It's just finding the right person.
And so, Robbie, when it comes to finding that right person, can we kind of talk about more than a little bit more about like what that would look like in the sense of, because I'm thinking about some other tubing hills in the area where, you know, you can rent tubes there, and then, you know, you pay a fee, right? So as you said, the person who runs this will be able to make some profit. So what does that look like? I mean, are the tubes already there? You know, how much money, I guess, would people maybe have to invest, or could they come in and really just step into this and restart the process, if that makes sense?
Yeah. So, you know, if you haven't been up there, the hill is there. You know, there's parking, there's a great area for people to hang out and have fun. And people in the past have just brought their own things to sled on. And, you know, there might be options for, you know, having food out there, whatnot. But it just, when we have someone desiring to lease something, that's a process where we go through and really discuss what the lease is and what they're allowed to do. But in this case, it's really a matter of someone saying, oh, you know, I want to open this. And, you know, maybe, you know, we agree that they can charge a fee for people coming in. They can come in and use their own tubes, I guess, water ones to snow maybe. But
those were,
yeah,
too.
I mean, it never was something that had infrastructure added to it. It's just kind of the hill and someone coming in to say, you know, I'm going to have hours and, you know, people can come and go and I'm going to make sure that this is being used properly.
Mm-hmm. So I want to get back to the endowment land for a minute, if we could, because my understanding is that under Idaho's constitution, endowment land actually needs to make as much money as it can, really to help. And as you mentioned, usually that help financially goes to public schools, but it sounds like the Department of Lands was actually losing money on the hill because you didn't have an operator.
We want people to understand how amazing it is to have endowment lands, to have the Idaho Department of Lands making money for public schools and other institutions, you know, really relieving some burden from the average taxpayer every year. So these lands are beautiful and taken care of and earning money for Idaho. And we just want to make sure people understand that there's other uses that can happen as part of that and opportunities as well.
Well, and families really love this spot. And I think so many people have made, you know, lots of memories up there. So what are next steps then with this land?
Well, right now it's closed until May because there isn't an operator, and then it will reopen again. But long term, you know, in potentially a few years, there will be a timber harvest there. That's what's expected. And so that really shows you know, what we're trying to get to as far as protecting these lands in that area. So those trees, you know, they've little baby seedlings, you know, have grown all the way to these tall trees ready, you know, to be fiber supply for Idaho. And, you know, it's all part of the process. So that's an opportunity to see, you know, really what we're doing, and then, you know, see how, oh, if I'm driving through these trees or I'm damaging area, that's just another tree and another tree, you know, death by a thousand cuts if I'm out there and damaging these lands.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come in and talk with us about this. Really important information. And now we know what you're looking for and hoping to find a new operator. We've been talking with Robbie Johnson, Public Information Officer with the Idaho Department of Lands, about the Steamboat Gold Tubing Hill near Idaho City and the need for a new operator for it. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed. because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to Life Kit from NPR.